啊，愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
啊，今天下午跟大家来学习使徒教会中的家庭。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you families in the Apostolic Church。
啊，我们教会有一个目标啊，就是回归使徒教会。
Our goal in our church is to return to the Apostolic Church。
当然，除了道理之外，我们的生活也要回归啊使徒时代的生活。
Besides doing so in doctrine, we also need to do so in our family lives.
那在《使徒行传》里面，我们会看到使徒教会啊、有很多的家庭。
In the book of Acts, we can read about many families in the apostolic church.
我想用两次的聚会跟大家来学习三个家庭。
Through two services, I'd like to share with you three families in the Apostolic Church.
如果我们拿这个教会的那个印的这个电话簿来看
，When we look at the church directory,
啊，如果一个教会人数八十个人
，If there are 80 members in a church,
你算一算哦，大概是三十个家庭左右。
Then that usually means that there are about 30 families.、
哦、那如果一个教会差不多240个人。
And if there are 240 family members,
啊，大概是90到100个家庭。
Then that means it would be about 90 to 100 families.
所以教会其实是从家庭组成的。
The church the church's basic structure is the family.
所以教会的力量在哪里？
So where does the strength of the church lie?
在家庭里面。
It lies in the family.
如果教会里面每一个家庭都很健全，这个教会会非常有力量。
If every family in the church is strong, then the church will be strong.
倒过来说，如果教会里面的家庭不健全，常常就是教会没有力量。
On the contrary, if there are many broken families in the church cannot be strong.
我们一生都在追求。
We constantly pursue for things in life.
好像有一个固定的目标，我们一直在努力在追求。
We always set for ourselves goals that we want to pursue.
有时候我们在追寻，在追求中不断在寻找。
And oftentimes while we're pursuing these goals, we are searching for answers.
就是寻找到底人生最值得我们追求的目标是什么。
We're searching for answers as to what is the most meaningful goal in life.
那有的人很早找到答案，有的人很晚找到答案。
Some people find the answer sooner than others.
有时候我们听别人的经验、可以缩短我们的时间。
And it would help us to reduce the time of searching by listening to the experience of others.
一生最重要的追求，第一个是个人的得救。
There are several most important goals in life, and the first is to be saved personally.
第二个是健全的家庭。
And the second is to have a good and healthy family.
这个两个，没有一件事情能够超过。
No other thing in life is as important as these two goals.
我们活越久越发现这个是最重要的。
And the longer we live in this world, the more we'll realize how important these two things are.
那我们要来建设我们的家庭，第一个目标是什么？
What is the first objective in building our family?
我们现在来看《使徒行传》。
Please turn to Acts.
使徒行传的十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
《使徒行传》十六章
，Acts chapter 16，
34节
，verse 34。《
使徒行传》十六章34节
，Acts chapter 16 verse 34。
于是禁足领他们上自己的家去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。这是第一个家庭。要跟大家一起学习。
This is the first family we'd like to learn about.
就是禁足的家庭。
This is the family of the jailer.
那这个家庭有什么特色呢？
What characterizes this family?
我们刚刚读这节圣经节说，他跟他的全家都信了神。
According to this verse, he has believed in God with all his household.
这个就是我们家庭生活第一个要努力的目标。
This is the first goal or objective in our family life.
就是要让我们全家得救。
And that is to have our whole household saved.
我们想想看这个亚裔啊，来到美国这些亚裔啊，都有一个特色，很关心子女的教育。
Most of the Asian immigrants or Asian parents care much about their children's education.
我搬到北加州来，想说找一个学区比较好的学校。
When we moved to Northern California, I was looking for a good school district here.
当然那个房租就比较贵。
Of course, that would mean having to pay a higher price in housing.
有一天我女儿回来说她很不习惯。
One day, my daughter returned from returned home and said she's not used to here.
因为她原来在东部的学校大概是5%以内是亚裔啊。
Because in the East Coast, about 5% or less of the student population was Asian.
读的学校70%是亚裔。
But the school she attends now has over 70% Asian population.
听说也有老师在讲台湾话的。
Some teachers even converse in Taiwanese.
所以我们就知道说亚裔很注重教育。
Yeah, we can see how much the Asian immigrants pay attention to education.
因为我们从小就被教导书中自有黄金屋，书中自有颜如玉，读书就是成功的秘诀。
Asians have been taught from young that studying is the key to a successful life.
但是我们在注重我们的家庭啊，在世界上有成就的时候啊，更重要是要让我们全家信主。
But while we strive to have success in this world,We need to all the more make sure that our whole household is saved and believe in the Lord.
那在这一节同样一节圣经节里面这样说。
And in the same passage we're told this.
他说他和全家信的神都很喜乐。
Having believed in God with all his household, they rejoiced.
我们现在请问我们没有信耶稣以前我们有没有用过这一个字喜乐。
Before you were a believer, have you ever used the word rejoiced to describe yourself?
我想大概很少
Probably not
没有信耶稣很少人用喜乐这一个字
Unbelievers normally would not use the word rejoice
那没有信耶稣的时候我们大概是用快乐
Before a person becomes a believer he will call himself happy
那我们信耶稣以后我们常常用喜乐这一个字
But after becoming a believer he uses the word rejoice
那快乐跟喜乐到底差在哪里
What is the difference between happiness and joy?
有一个大概的倾向，不是绝对的。
There's a way to look at the differentiation.
快乐大概是指着感官上的满足。
Happiness usually refers to excitement or the satisfaction of the senses.
好像吃的、穿的、喝的。
Such as eating, drinking, or wearing.
或者到哪里去玩。
Or going to places to sightsee.
所以我们很快乐。
These things bring us happiness.
全家买一个新的电视，大荧幕的，很快乐。
When the whole family buys a large screen TV, it is very happy.
那小孩子，你买一个那个电脑的玩具给他玩，很快乐。
When you buy your kids a toy, an electronic toy, they are very happy.
那我们全家到哪里去度假，很快乐。
When the whole family goes somewhere for vacation, they're all very happy.
那这种快乐常常是有条件的。
But this kind of happiness often comes with a condition.
以现在来讲就是要有钱。
And in today's terms, that condition is having enough money.
所以我曾经遇到一个弟兄，他问了好几次。
I once met a brother who asked me this question many times.
他说，如果我隔壁的小孩子在吃冰淇淋，
He said, if my neighbor's children are eating ice cream,
那我拿不出钱来买冰淇淋给我家的小孩子吃
And I don't have the money to buy the ice cream for my own children.
你说我做父亲的不是很悲哀吗
Wouldn't you say that I, as a father, would be very sad?
他问我连续问了三次
He asked me this same question three times.
他主要的论点呢，就是我们要跟得上我们周围的环境。
His point is that we must be able to follow the standard of living around us.
不然你会觉得很悲哀。
Otherwise, you will feel very depressed.
所以我们在世界上要拼。
So he believes that you need to work very hard in this world.
因为你没有拼，你跟不上。
Because if you don't strive hard, you will not be able to follow the trend.
即使我们这一代你可以超越，我比不上没有关系，因为我来世的盼望。
Yeah, perhaps in this life, you may think that it's okay if we don't meet the standard of living.
但是我们下一代有没有办法超越？
And feel that we have the hope of eternal life, but will your next generation have the same attitude?
所以快乐常常是带有条件的。
Happiness comes with a condition.
既然有条件，就表示它容易消失。
Which means that it is also very transient.
也表示说有时候你把握不住。
And it is something that you cannot really grasp.
可能环境改变你就没有了。
Because you may very well lose that happiness when your surroundings change.
那这里说禁足跟他全家都很喜乐。
In this verse, we're told that the jailer and his whole household rejoiced.
那我们现在看禁足在什么时刻很喜乐。
When did he rejoice?
如果我们从这个十六章啊，从十六节一直读。
If we start with verse 16 and read onward.
保罗跟希拉被关在监牢里面。
We learn that Paul and Silas had been imprisoned.
那他们在那里唱诗祷告赞美神。
They were singing hymns and praying to God.
25节说众囚犯侧耳而听。
Verse 25 says, the prisoners were listening to them.
今天怎么关了一个犯人这么不一样？
They found out that these prisoners were very extraordinary.
在那里唱诗祷告赞美神。
They were singing and praising God.
所以保罗跟希拉虽然在监牢里面了，但是他们的这种心的喜乐还是一样。
Even though they were in prison, Paul and Silas had much joy in their hearts.
那他们的唱诗祷告感动了神。
Their praying and singing of hymns touched God.
地大震动，监牢的门就打开来。
The earth shook and the prison doors swung open.
那禁足以为人都跑掉了。
And the jailer thought that all the prisoners had escaped.
他明天怎么去交账呢？
How was he going to give an account for this?
所以他打算要自杀。
He was ready to commit suicide.
因为他的责任啊，他好像没有尽到了。
Because he had failed his responsibility.
那这个是他人生一个最困难的时刻。
This was the crisis of his life.
但是在那个时候他得到救恩。
But at that very moment, he also received salvation.
那他洗礼以后全家都很喜乐。
After he was baptized, he and his household rejoiced.
所以我们看他在人生中最艰难的那一个时刻，因为信神都很喜乐。
In his greatest crisis in life,he found joy because he believed in God.
那这个喜乐就超越了环境。
And this joy surpassed or transcended his circumstances.
因为这个喜乐是从神来的。
Because this joy came from God.
神的同在是超越环境的。
God's presence surpasses our circumstances.
神的满足是超越环境。
And God's satisfaction surpasses our environments.
所以从神这个喜乐是超越环境。
Therefore, the joy that comes from God surpasses the things around us.
所以这样看起来，全家信主有一个很好的一点，就是家庭生活很喜乐。
So one of the benefits of having a whole family believe in the Lord is that the family is filled with joy.
虽然生活很简单。
Even though the family life may be very simple.
但是我们全家大大小小带来敬拜神祷告被圣灵充满，我们回家的路途就很喜乐。
But when the whole family comes to church to worship God and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, they will rejoice on their way home.
有时候我们全家在一起来数算我们今年从神得的恩典。
When the family gets together to count the blessings of God,
算完之后大家都很感动。
And after they do so, they are filled with gratitude.
神真的很爱我们。
They realize how much God loves them.
给我们这么多的恩典。
He has given us so much grace.
有时候我们遇到困难。
When we're in difficulties.
全家一起祷告。
The whole family can pray.
神听我们祷告，困难解决。
God listens to our prayers and solves our problems.
那家庭多么喜乐。
Then our family is filled with joy.
那家庭有喜乐我们这个家庭生活才有幸福感。
When the family is joyful, then we can feel a sense of bliss.
我们现在人一想到幸福的家庭，第一个就是从物质条件来想。
Today, when you talk about a good or blissful family, people usually think of material possessions.
但是其实一个幸福的家庭应该是一个喜乐的家庭。
But a blissful family is indeed a joyful family.
那里面一个最重要的要件就是要有神同在。
And the most important element is the presence of God.
那这里说他们信了神都很喜乐。
He and his household rejoiced having believed in God.
所以我们常常发现如果全家都很热心来拜神。
If a whole family worships God and serves God fervently.
我们常常发现这个家庭生活真的很令人羡慕。
Then this kind of family lifestyle is indeed very admirable.
但是现在的家庭生活可以有时候常常 好像一个空的壳子。
But today, families, family lives often become an empty shell.
啊，那家庭那个家庭里面好像旅馆一样。
The home or the house becomes like a hotel room.
哦，大家很忙出去回来，吃完饭，各自看电视，各自做自己的事情。
Everyone is busy during the day. They just come home and after having dinner, they start doing their own things.
但是如果我们有信仰生活
，But if we have a life of faith,
我每一天在一起祷告。
If we pray together every day,
那我们到礼拜六一起来教会聚会敬拜神。
And if we come together on Saturday to worship God together,
那这就是我们喜乐的来源。
These are all sources of our joy.
我们查考过这个主耶稣的变酒。
We've studied how the Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
前面的酒是自己准备的。
The wine that was served first was prepared by human hands.
酒用尽了。
But this wine ran out.
后面的酒
But the wine that was served later
是水变成的
was turned from water.
是靠主的能力来的
It was by the power of the Lord.
但是后面比前面更好
But the wine that was served later was better than that was served first.
我们家庭生活有时候还是要好像是这样
And this applies to our family life.
我们自己要为备预自己的家庭来预备怎么样生活让我们家庭很快乐
We may try very hard to make our family life happy.
但是到最后我们发现呢，是主耶稣变的酒最好。
But in the end, we'll realize that it is the wine that our Lord Jesus transforms that is the best.
就是全家亲近神，全家有神同在，被神的有很丰盛神的恩典，这个最幸福。
The family that is close to God, the family that is filled with God's presence is the most joyful family.
所以。这个全家信主的第一个好处就是全家都很喜乐。
So the first benefit of believing in the Lord with your whole household is that you will have joy.
神的国不在乎吃，乃在乎公义、和平，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of joy and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
当一个家庭有神同在，是多么的平安。
If God abides with the family, that family is full of peace.
我常常记得有一个家庭是在我们旧金山教会受洗的。
I remember a family that was baptized in the Pacifica Church.
他见证了他当初在北加州读书。
And this brother testified how he was studying in Northern California.
他有很多的朋友。
He had many friends.
但是他到我们教会这个朋友的家，他就有一个很特别的感觉。
But when he came to our friends, his friend's house, who was our church member, he had a special feeling.
就这个家庭很平安。
He felt that there was peace in this family.
虽然那个时候留学生很穷。
At that time, he was a foreign student. He was very poor.
但是觉得很平安。
But he felt that this family was very peaceful.
那他就很羡慕，就想要再查考看看到底是什么原因。
He was very envious of this family and wanted to know what brought this family peace.
那以后就跟着到教会来。
So he started to attend church with our member.
以后就全家受洗啊。
And as a result, he and his family were baptized.
所以这种喜乐跟平安真的当我们全家受洗的时候就在我们家里面。
This peace and joy can be experienced when we and our whole household are baptized.
那第二个原因呢，更重要的原因。
The second reason, which is an even more important reason.
看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你跟你的一家就必得救。
They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
保罗对禁足传福音说，你要信主耶稣，你跟你的家就必得救。
Paul preached to the jailer, saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
没有一个父母亲不爱自己的孩子的。
There's no parent that does not love his or her children.
但是最宝贵的爱是在灵里面的爱。
And the most important form of love is loving someone's soul.
也就是关心他灵魂的得救。
It means caring about this person's salvation.
那在《使徒行传》里面告诉我们得救是什么。
And Acts teaches us what salvation is.
先看二十六章。
Let's read Acts 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts 26 verse 18.
我猜你们到他们那里去是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。这个地方告诉我们什么叫做得救。
This verse tells us what salvation is.
为什么得救这么重要？
And why salvation is so important.
这里说叫我们眼睛得开。
To open their eyes.
这个指的灵眼。
This refers to spiritual eyesight.
那我们就可以看到肉眼所没有看到的。
Having our eyesights opened, we will see things that the fleshly eyes cannot see.
所以得救的重要，最重要，不在乎我们肉眼看到这个世界。
So the most important part of salvation is not things that we can see in this world.
是在看不见那灵界里面的。
But it is in the spiritual realm which our eyes cannot see.
如果没有得救，一个人是活在黑暗里面。
If a person is not saved, he lives in darkness.
黑暗有什么盼望？
What hope is there in darkness?
没有盼望。
There is no hope.
黑暗没有生命。
In darkness, there is no life.
那得救就进到光明里面。
But when a person is saved, he comes into light.
这个是极大的差别。
This is a world of difference.
从黑暗进入光明。
To go from darkness into light.
主耶稣出来传道理。
When our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching.
圣经说要预言以赛亚书里面说有大光照耀坐在死荫幽谷里面的人。
This was in fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah that a great light was shining upon those sitting in darkness.
所以黑暗就代表死亡。
Darkness is a symbol of death.
光明就代表生命。
Whereas light is a symbol of life.
所以我们家人有没有得救，这是生跟死的差别。
So whether our family members are saved is a matter of life and death.
非常重要。
It is very important.
第二个。
Second.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
今天没有人愿意搬到非洲去。
Today, no one likes to move to Africa.
那个就称作黑暗的大陆。
Because it is considered a continent of darkness.
但是有一个地方比非洲更可怕。
However, there is a place that's dreadful, more dreadful than places like Africa.
那个地方叫做魔鬼所控制的地方。
That is the dominion of the devil.
所以没有得救就是活在魔鬼的控制之下。
An unsaved person lives in under the power of Satan.
那得救是迁到爱子的国度里面。
Whereas being saved means being delivered into the kingdom of God's beloved Son.
丰满有恩典有真理。
It is full of grace and truth.
这是何等大的差别。
What a world of difference.
那接下去就说得蒙赦罪。
Next, they may receive forgiveness of sins.
没有得救，我们活在罪里面。
Before we were saved, we lived in sin.
神的震怒天天在我们身上。
God's wrath was upon us every day.
不管物质生活多丰富。
It wouldn't matter how rich we are.
神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
God's wrath was always upon us.
一直到我们得救，我们被称义，神的愤怒才止消。
It is only until we are saved and are justified, will God's wrath be removed from us.
所以没有得救死了，是死在神的愤怒中，这是可怕的。
An unsaved person who dies under God's wrath, and it is dreadful.
再来就是和一切成圣的同得基业。
Next, receiving an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith.
得救表示我们有一个盼望。
To be saved means to have a hope.
有天上的富足。
It means to have riches in heaven.
因为有一个基业为我们等待。
Because there is a heavenly inheritance waiting for us.
但是如果没有得救，
but if we're not saved,
我们断气，一切都变成空的。
When we give up our last breath, everything we have toiled for becomes nothing.
所以我们从圣经了解得救这么重要。
So from the Bible, we can see how important salvation is.
因此我们要把全家得救当作我们努力的一个目标。
That's why we must make it our goal to help our families to be saved.
那我们就想，那我应该怎么做？
So the next question is, what must we do?
好，我们现在回到《使徒行传》的十六章。
Let's come back to Acts chapter 16.
《使徒行传》的十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
32节。
Verse 32.
使徒行传十六章三十二节。
Chapter 16 of Acts, verse 32.
他们就把主的道讲解给他跟他的全家听。33节。
33.
那夜就在那时候，进主把他们带去给他们洗伤，他和属他全家人都受了洗。这个32节 在讲他跟他的全家都听了道理。
In verse 32, it tells us that he and his whole household heard the word of the Lord.
那33节就说他们信了而且受洗。
Verse 33 tells us that after they have believed, they were baptized.
所以很明显的，禁足跟全家会信主，是因为他们全家听了道理。
It's obvious that they believe in the Lord because they heard the word of the Lord.
我们要让我们全家信主，要让我们全家有机会听道理。
In order for our family to be saved, we must first give it the chance to listen to the word of God.
其实有的人也真的不是不信，他没有接触，他不知道。
There are people who are willing to believe, except that they just never had a chance to listen to the word.
那他有机会听了，听听听，哎，越听越有道理，他就自然就信了。
But if you give them the opportunity to listen to the word of God, they will very likely believe.
所以信主的第一步就是要有机会听到。
So the first step in believing in the Lord is to listen to the word of God.
那我们就要想办法，怎么让我们家有机会听到道理。
This means that we need to make try every means possible to bring them to listen to the word of God.
那最直接的方法就是邀请我们家人来聚会。
The most direct way is to invite them to our church service.
所以我们也听到很多的信徒啊，怎么用各种方法引导他家人来信主。
We've heard of how some believers try many different ways to bring their families to church.
有一个弟兄，他爸爸反对得很厉害，当他信主的时候。
A brother had a father who opposed him very much after he was converted.
那后来他到美国来读书。
This brother came to the U.S.
他爸爸也到美国来看他。
Further his studies, and his father joined him in the U.S.
那他爸爸因为他来聚会没地方去，就跟他来教会。
And because the father had nowhere else to go, he would just follow his son to go to church.
但是他不进来，他坐在外面车子里面。
But he, instead of coming to the chapel, he would sit outside in the car.
外面90度他也不进来，就是坐在车子里面，满头大汗。
Even when it's 90 degrees outside, he would rather sit in the car and be sweating.
啊，这个孩子就很有耐心。
But his son was very patient.
一直为他祷告。
He always prayed for his father.
哦，那就请教会一些跟他爸爸同样年纪的到他家跟他做朋友。
He invited some church members who were his father's age, to come over to his house to become his friend.
哎，他爸爸现在改变了，他不坐在车子里面，到餐厅，但他不进来会堂。
And gradually his father's attitude changed, and now he goes to the dining hall during service, but he still wouldn't come into the chapel.
这个是进步啊。
But at least that's some progress.
那就继续啊。
And he continued the effort.
所以有时候教会有特别的聚会。
Sometimes the church has special events.
他就要替他爸爸安排一个活动啊，聚完会要去哪里买东西，哪里玩。
And he would arrange some activity after church service, for example, going shopping or going some place to sightsee.
他爸爸就想去，那想去就先到教会来。
And his father would be interested, and his condition would be you first would have to come to church.
那这最后就进来教会听。
And eventually he stepped into the chapel.
那有一次联合会，布道会，有一次布道会。
During one evangelical service.
那晚上那个负责人宣布啊，要洗礼的报名。
The church council members announced that those who like to be baptized, to please sign up.
结果要回家的路途啊，他爸爸告诉孩子啊，说明天你去帮我拿报名表。
On the way home, his father said to his son, said to him, can you please get me an application form tomorrow?
他孩子多感动，他们掉下眼泪来。
Brother was so touched, almost to tears.
他为着他爸爸的得救花了多少的功夫。
He had put in so much effort in order to help save his father.
最后他爸爸受洗啊。
And eventually his father was baptized.
那也有一个姐妹。
There is a sister.
她要开车到很远，跟她先生开车到很远的地方去。
Who was on her way, driving a long distance, with her husband to go somewhere.
那她就在教会里面带很多那个布道的录音带。
And she brought with her many sermon cassettes from church.
她跟她先生说，你开车啊，我要听录音带。
She said to her husband, you will drive, and I will listen to my cassettes.
其实那布道录音带她已经听过了。
But actually, she's already heard those evangelical sermons.
就是要借着那个机会让她的先生听道理。
But she was hoping that through that opportunity, her husband may listen to the sermons.
那也有的自己在家庭里面邀请这个信仰比较有体验的信徒到家里面去 讲一些见证给他家人听。
Now some members invite brothers and sisters who have lots of testimonies to come over to their house to share their testimonies.
就是用各种不同的方法让我们的家人有机会听到的。
These are all different ways that we can use so that our family members can be exposed to the Word of God.
这是我们要带领全家信主的第一个入门。
This is the first step in bringing them to the Lord.
但是有时候我们遇到那家人不愿意听道理怎么办呢？
But what if our family members simply aren't interested in listening to the word at all?
我们先来看彼得前书。
Let's read 1 Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
来第二节。
And verse 2.
彼得前书三章的第一节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
说你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他虽然不听道，也因为妻子的品性被感化过来。第二节
Two.
这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。这个这地方讲啊，如果不听从道理的丈夫，那太太要怎么带领他？
This passage teaches wives who have husbands who are not willing to yield to the truth.
当然这也适用于如果有不听从道理的太太，那先生怎么带领她。
Of course, this same principle applies to husbands whose wives are unbelieving.
这里说虽然不听道也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
It tells us here that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their spouse.
所以要带领我们全家人信主哦，也可以说最简单，也是说最困难。
To bring a family member to the Lord is the most easy task as well as the most difficult.
最困难就是有时候我们家人要看我们的生活。
It is most difficult in the sense that our family members observe our lifestyles.
那如果生活没有改变，有时候反而会变成绊脚石。
If our lives are not transformed, we may become actually a stumbling block.
但是如果生活真的有改变，会感化我们家人。
However, if we're able to lead a new life, our lives may win over them.
所以有时候我们自己在改变，我们就发现我们家人那个不信主的人呢，对主耶稣的态度就在改变了。
If our attitudes and our lives are changed, unbelieving members will be changed in their attitudes too.
有一个先生到我们教会来慕道。
A sister's husband came to the Lord, came to listen to the word.
开餐馆的。
He was a restaurant owner.
脾气很不好。
He had a bad temper.
那他来慕道的时候，他太太不来。
I'm sorry. There was a gentleman who owned a restaurant. He came to search for the truth, but his wife would not come along.
其实他太太呀，以前读文学的时候，圣经读好几遍。
Even though the wife had actually read the Bible a few times,
但她不来。
But she refused to come.
她说我要看看我先生去信耶稣有没有改变。
She said, "I'm going to observe my husband to see if he goes to if he changes his temper after he believes in the Lord."
过了三个月
，After 3 months,
他太太就来教会了。
His wife began to come to church.
那以后他太太先得圣灵。
And it turned out that his wife received the Holy Spirit first.
那人就问他说：“那为什么你先生来慕道的时候他请你，你不来
？”So somebody asked her, "Why was it that when your husband first came to the church, you refused to come along?"
你现在又来。
And now you come.
他说：“我先生改变成为另外一个人。
”She said, "My husband is a new man now."
那他本来很会发脾气。
He used to have a very bad temper.
因为经营餐馆的上班时间很长，很容易发脾气。
He worked in the restaurant, and because of the long hours, he had a very short temper.
那信耶稣以后变了。
But after he believed in the Lord, he was changed.
那他太太就觉得说，我先生去哪一个教会，怎么这么奇妙，能够改变我先生？他就来看看了。
She was amazed by how her husband changed and was curious what kind of church he attended.
然后他自己来深入查考、祷告，有体验。他先信了。
So she herself came to the church, studied the word, and received experience from God, and she became the first convert.
所以有时候我们的家人如果不愿意听道理，那要从我们本身改变开始来改变他。
So if our family members are not willing to listen to the word of God, we need to start with leading a new life ourselves.
有那个父母很反对小孩子信耶稣。
There are parents who greatly oppose their children in believing the Lord.
这个后来看到小孩子信耶稣越来越孝顺了，这个功课越来越好，父母跟着来的。
But when they observe how their children behave so much better after they believe in the Lord. They decide to come to church themselves.
所以为了让我们全家信主，我们要用品性来感化过来。
So another way to help our family members believe in the Lord is to win them over by our good conduct.
那这样的话，我们家人就更容易信主。
And that will make it so very easier for our family members to believe.
那有时候我们自己的方法都用尽了，好像还没有办法。
But even then, sometimes we may have exhausted all our efforts and means.
那怎么办？
And then what should we do?
请看诗篇127篇。
Please turn to Psalm 127.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
诗篇127篇第一节第二节。
Psalm 127 verses 1 and 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。这个地方在告诉我们。
It tells us here,
如果不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
That unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it.
房屋是有形的。
The house is something tangible.
为什么说神在建造房屋呢？
What does it mean that the Lord builds a house?
因为这个房屋可以代表人的信仰。
The house can also represent a person's faith.
那神在建造房屋就是表示神在做工。
To say the Lord builds a house,can refer to the Lord working on someone.
那如果不是神在做工，那建造的人，我们人在做工就枉然，就是表示没有果效。
Unless the Lord himself builds a house, we who labor in vain, we labor in vain who build it.
那这句话来正面讲，就是说，如果神在做工，那我们也努力来做工，就很有果效。
To give this verse a positive spin, it means that if the Lord works with us,as we toil, then our labor will be fruitful.
所以这个就表示说，我们尽了最大努力之后，最后只要交托神，求神动工。
After we have exerted all our efforts, and we should entrust it in the Lord to the Lord, so that the Lord Himself will do the work.
要为我们的全家信主迫切祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray earnestly for the salvation of our family.
我还记得一个姐妹现在住在澳洲。
There is a sister in church who now lives in Australia.
她为着她先生信主，每天早上禁食祷告七年半。
For the sake of her husband's salvation, she fasted and prayed for 7.5 years.
她先生跟她讲哦，那个时候生意很顺利，跟她讲啊，有一天我用爬的我就去教会。
At that initially, when the husband's business was doing very well, the husband told her, one day, if I fall ill and if I have to crawl to church, then I will go to church.
真的有一段时间，他现在真的后面生骨刺。
And after a while, her husband began to develop a slip disc.
然后真的没有办法坐，就躺在床上。
So he was not able to sit upright, so he had to lie down.
那个时候教会的人去看他，先生就接受了信仰。
And when the church members visited him, he received the faith.
他的太太禁食祷告七年半。
This was after his wife had prayed for him for 7.5 years.
去年我们有一个老弟兄离世，大概87还88岁。
Last year, an 80-some-year-old brother left this world.
他的太太引导他信主，引导40几年。
His wife had tried to bring him to the Lord for 40-some years.
他的太太曾经12年血漏，医生医不好，来我们教会祷告好起来。
His wife had 12 years of bleeding before she was healed by the Lord when she came to church.
他先生也看到了。
Her husband had witnessed that miracle.
就是不信。
But he refused to believe in the Lord.
太太为着先生信主，差不多天天祷告。
And the wife prayed for the husband almost every day.
这样40几年了，神听了祷告。
After 40-some years, the Lord finally answered her prayer.
那有一天，他先生跟他讲了，说我想要自杀。
One day, this husband told his wife, "I want to commit suicide."
为什么？他有这个这个什么的，那个什么 ，Alzheimer 啊，那个什么，有一点像那个。
Alzheimer.
老人痴呆症
This is because the husband was suffering from Alzheimer's disease.
那这个先生觉得说，劳累人太多了。
And the husband felt that he had become a burden to too many people.
对，过意不去说他要自杀。
So he felt bad and wanted to end his life.
那他太太就知道了，他先生那个自我已经崩溃了。才会想要自杀，不然他先生是一个很刚强的人。
At that point, the wife realized that his ego had completely been broken down.
所以那个时候，他太太就跟他讲：“你绝对不可以自杀，你要信耶稣。”
So she took that opportunity and said to him, "You must not commit suicide. You must believe in the Lord."
就带他来教会。
So she brought him to church.
后来就受洗了。
And he was baptized.
受洗了第二年就离世了。
And the second year after his baptism, he passed away.
那个太太花了四十几年的功夫。
So his wife spends 40 some years in order to convert her husband.
所以啊，我们可以看到得救是这么重要，因此我们家人的得救要把它摆作第一，全要带领全家来归主。
Since salvation is so important, we must make it our first priority to bring our family to the Lord.
我们不要先下结论说啊没有用了，没有办法。
We must not first jump to conclusion and say that it is hopeless.
因为我们教会有太多的见证，起初都是很刚硬的人，到最后都信主。
There are too many testimonies in our church where very stubborn family members eventually turn to the Lord.
好，我们再回到《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16.
啊，那这个十六章里面告诉我们有一个机会，常常是我们要带领一个人信主的机会。
From this story, we can see that there is an opportunity in which we can lead someone to Christ.
二十七节说，这个禁主醒了，以为监门全开，就以为禁主逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
Verse 27 says that, waking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, this jailer drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
这个是禁足的一生当中的一个危机。
This was the crisis in the jailer's life.
如果他自杀,
if he had killed himself,
他太太变寡妇,
his wife would have become a widow,
他孩子变成孤儿,
his children orphans,
他也不能得救。
He would have lost his own souls too.
但是在最困难的一个时刻里面
But at this very critical moment
保罗出现了
Paul came on stage
不要伤害自己我们在这里
Saying do not harm yourself for we are all here
就把救恩带给他
And he brought him salvation
所以危机变成转机
So this crisis turned out to be an opportunity
所以有时候我们要带领我们家人信主要把危机当作转机
Therefore, in order to bring our family members to the Lord, we must look at every crisis as an opportunity.
我们人如果活得很顺利啊，每天就这样活着，你不会想要改变。我就活得好，我为什么要改变呢？
If our lives are smooth every day, we have no motivation to change.
但是当一个人遇到很大危机的时候，常常是改变一个最好的机会。
But it's often when a person goes through crisis in life that becomes the opportunity for him to be saved.
我遇过一个一个家庭
I met a family
我刚刚遇到他的时候我看到夫妻两个愁眉苦脸
When I first met this couple they seemed very sad
因为生意失败倒闭
But, This is because they went bankrupt after a business failure
非常痛苦大家向他要钱
And all their creditors were coming after them
但是过了几年我再到那个教会去
But a few years later when I returned to that same church
看到那对夫妻就很喜乐
And met that couple again, and they became very joyful.
因为在最痛苦的时候，有人传福音给他。
This was because, in their most critical, point in life, someone preached to them.
他受洗了。
And they were baptized.
从主里面得到力量，得到安慰。
They received joy and strength from the Lord.
那神也从那个困境里面一步一步把他带出来。
And God delivered them out of their predicament.
那有的是生重病。
There are people who were sick.
生重病，结果就开始来信主了。
Who came to the Lord because of a very serious illness.
那也有家庭发生危机，后来来信主了。
And some people also turned to the Lord because of family crisis.
所以每一个困难的时刻，常常是神要改变一个人的时刻。
So every crisis could be an opportunity through which God changes a person.
对，如果我们家庭遇到一些困难
，So if our families are meet with crisis,
常常是神要彰显他的荣耀，要拣选我们家人的一个机会。
It's very likely that it is the time for God to manifest His glory and to save our family.
所以有时候我们看到这个教会里面没有全家信主。
We see that some members have unbelieving members of the household.
安息日一半到半天就走了。
And halfway through the Sabbath, they have to rush home.
因为他有一个先生在家里要回去煮饭给他吃要陪啊。
Because their spouse are waiting at home and they need to prepare meals for them.
也没有办法做圣工。
And these people sometimes cannot do church work.
因为礼拜一到礼拜五就很忙了。
Because they are very busy from Friday, Monday to Friday.
你没有家人的支持，你没有办法再投入更多的时间做圣工。
So without the support of the family, it is very difficult for a person to put in more time and energy into church work.
有时候也没有办法奉献。
And sometimes it is also very difficult for them to offer us to God.
因为我们家人不信，他不同意。
Because the unbelieving members of the house may oppose doing so.
但是如果全家信主。
But if the whole family believes in the Lord,
我发现我们全家从礼拜六 从早上到下午，在教会里面很好啊。
Then the whole family can come to church and be here from Saturday morning till afternoon.
有时候全家一起做圣工。
And the whole family can serve together.
我们要奉献，也要爱神，都没有阻挡。
And there is no hindrance in offering to God or to love God in any way.
所以我们要把全家信主当做我们信主以后一个非常重要努力的目标。
So having become believers ourselves, we must make it one of our first priorities to bring our families to salvation.
因为这太重要了。
Because this is so important.